Yeah, I think just, you know, going out there and watching each other pitch good, I think it's just something that you want to mimic. You know, you want to go out there and do the same thing or better than the other guy's doing. Just start with one guy. I think Sean has done such a great job this year, and we want to follow, you know, that lead to be in the same path as him. So when he pitched, you know, I watched the game, so that's motivated me to go out there and compete for the team. I think everybody was doing the same.
You guys are all very different pitchers. I guess that's a benefit, right? Because each time it's a different look. So being that you guys are so different, how are you guys able to pick each other's brains, even though you might necessarily attack guys differently?
Yeah, I think it's more about like the mentality of the game than anything else. About, you know, mixes of pitches. Doesn't matter where you throw. If you mix, you know, fastball down the way, fastball up and in, you know, change up breaking ball, we all have those pitches in our back pockets. So just seeing the sequences, seeing, you know, when somebody gets in trouble, what are they used to get out of that trouble, you know, and trying to, you know, if I'm pitching, Quintana wasn't the same place that I was like last start, or what he did, you know, he attacked the zone, he put the ball on play, what's the best pitch to get a ground ball here. So just little things that I think help us a lot.
You mentioned Sean. Watching the two of you guys interact to me is one of the most entertaining things, because number one, you guys get the job done on the field, which is obviously the most important, but you can tell how much fun the two of you guys have together. Can you just talk about the relationship and how it's built over this year?
Yeah, I mean, I love that guy, I love Sean, and just the way he go about his business, you know, just a guy who likes to have fun, you know, the day he pitches is just another day. So it's different to find somebody like that you can, you know, play with, but also have fun at the same time. So it just, I mean, it's unbelievable to watch what he's doing in the field and just out of the field. Somebody like this, one of the best guys in the clubhouse I've ever been in my life.
Yesterday he did a TV interview mid-game and you crashed it immediately. Did you plan on that, or was that something that you recognized and saw an opportunity to go for?
Yeah, that was something that I saw. I said, nah, I have to be in this one here. Yeah, I didn't know until he put the headphones on. So it was fun, you know. I couldn't hear what he was saying. It was talking very low, but, you know, it was fun to see him there, you know. That's the first time, actually, he's been so serious for a little bit. So it was fun to watch.
Shifting to a more serious note, there's about 3 weeks now left in this season, and you have talked about how your body has held up to this point. Are you doing anything different now? Now we've moved into September compared to April, just to make sure that you are still at your top condition?
Yeah, I mean, last time, I feel like I didn't need to throw like a full bullpen. So like in September, if I didn't learn something the last 5 months, I'm not gonna learn now. So it's just about keeping my body and my arm ready. So if I feel tired one day, I'm not gonna go there and throw a bullpen. I try to throw less pitches out there and playing catch. I think that will help me get finish it strong.
Luis, thanks so much.
Thank you.